Dave Fanning on 2FM.
2FM.
Paul, how are you doing? Are you all right? Oh, there, I got the wrong one up again. Do you go jogging? Do you?
I do go running, yeah. I always have done, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you were a swimmer or something.
Yeah, no, I like swimming in the sea as well, but I've always enjoyed running, yeah.
What a bore. Sorry, I mean, really? That's very interesting.
What a bore. I mean, welcome to the show, yeah.
Welcome to the show, yeah. Paul. Yeah. Paul is here to talk about movies. Paul,
yes.
As in from the Indo Whittington. Tell me about movies, big screen.
Ordinary Love.
Ordinary Love.
Ordinary Love. We are reminded that Liam Neeson can act, which we kind of tend to forget because he does so many action films which don't require,
Taken movies. Yeah.
And this film, Ordinary Love.
Did you see the last Taken? Well, I mean, there was three Takens, and then there was the Commuter, which was taken on a train.
Yes.
Which wasn't bad at all, actually.
It was okay.
And then there was Taken on a Snowplow.
That was actually quite good.
I thought it was dreadful.
I thought Taken on a Snowplow.
I can't remember what it was called. Yeah,
I don't neither do I. But that's a better title than what it was called.
Yeah.
This film is made by husband and wife team, Northern Irish team, Glenn Leyburn and Lisa Barrister-Sa, who made that film about Terry, what's his name, around the record shop in
Terry Hooley.
Terry Hooley.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a good film. This is a very different film. And it stars Liam Neeson and Leslie Manville. They are Tom and Joan. And they
Leslie. She's in all those movies by your man.
Mike Lee, yeah. She's a brilliant actor, yeah. But they're this couple, Tom and Joan. They live quite happily in this sort of in this Belfast suburb, and they have a sort of ritual, daily ritual. They go for a walk together. They have a sort of jokey code. They seem like a very strong couple. And then she one day she discovers a lump on her breast, and it turns out to be cancer. And so it's the beginning of this, terrible journey through that. That in a way, Tom, Liam Neeson's character, assumes they're going to do together, but really, in a way, people always embark on that journey alone, however good anybody around them is. So it's all about that, and the whole treatment thing is really well done. By the way, this makes it sound like a miserable film. It is not a miserable film. It's a very grown-up film in the best possible sense, and it's really about how ordinary relationships work. There's a kind of irony in the title, because there's nothing ordinary about the kind of love that they have and that's required in this situation that confronts them. We also discover through the film that this is not the first time that they've faced this kind of, extreme difficulty. They're both excellent. She's a wonderful actor. I don't know if you remember. Did you watch Phantom Thread? Remember her and that sister? She was brilliant.
She was the only one able to keep Daniel in line.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think as an actress, she was able to as well. She's just so good. And she's superb in this. And
actually, I forgot she was in that, because I see her as Mike Lee kind of character.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's in that BBC thing. Is it Mums or something like that? Or Mum or something like
that.
She's really good. Good stage actress as well. But the nice thing about this film is that it you see them on the eve of an operation she has to have. There's a sort of love scene between them, like a sex scene. And you don't see, like, they're older people. You don't see that ever. It's as though all that stops when you get to a certain age, according to Hollywood. Mm-hmm. It's really well done. And he is very good. He's a very calm, sort of naturalistic way of doing things that I haven't seen him do for a long time. It's a very good film.
Okay, that's Ordinary Love with Liam Neeson and Leslie Manville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honey Boy.
Honey Boy.
I am not calling you Honey Boy, Dave. That is the name of this film.
Right.
And it is written by Shia LaBeouf, and it stars, Shia LaBeouf, it's based on his own childhood.
Which is a pretty harrowing growing up,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, he was a child actor, and his parents separated. He was mainly in the care of his father, James, who LaBeouf plays in this, although this is a fictionalised story.
Ex-Vietnam, drugs and stuff.
Yeah, in fact, this whole performance from LaBeouf, which is very good, comes through the nose, and he has destroyed his nose, as one assumes his father had, through cocaine use. So his whole sort of twisted personality seems to come through this heavy breathing through his nose. His son, he's played as a 12-year-old by Noah Jupe, and they live in this kind of awful sort of rundown motel, and their neighbours are working prostitutes, but they seem angelic next to his father, who seems to resent the boy's talent. He's obviously using the fact that he's working to make money out of him. He loathes himself. He seems to not to like the boy either, and it explains an awful lot about what happened to Shia LaBeouf in about 2005, 2006, 2007. He was huge. He was in everything, and then he went off a cliff, and he's actually starting to recover his career now. But he's
didn't
very
he wasn't
good
he in the Indiana Jones movie, and he came out in all the interviews and said it's rubbish or something. And Harrison Ford.
Yeah, he was pretty unstable, I think. Yeah. You know, and there would be problems on set, and he would fight with other actors.
I happen to know a few stories about one of his movies where somebody was telling me all about his problems on set, and my God, they're not good.
A friend of yours, I think this explains an awful lot. He's had a very troubled upbringing, and like I wrote a piece about this. I think it was last week. It's a high risk occupation, child acting, and things have got a little bit better, but it remains so, because either, you know, you're exposed early to all this stuff and you grow up too fast and then you either cope or you don't, or you're exposed to all this and you're a star and then you're not anymore.
Yeah.
And what's that like? So
that's all you're used to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Honey Boy is good.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's a bit too much like a sort of therapy exercise. In fact, I think it started as a therapy exercise.
This is like a kind of autobiographical drama.
Yes, it is. Right. But it sort of feels a bit kind of therapy-ish, but it's still very good, and he's very good at it.
All right.
Motherless Brooklyn.
Yes, that's Edward Norton. Haven't seen him for a while. I know people don't like working with him either, but I think he's great.
You know lots of stuff, don't you? Yes, he's supposed to be quite intense, and he has paired himself up in terms of music with somebody similarly intense, Tom York, who does a soundtrack which is sometimes good and sometimes very intrusive. And this drama is too long, but it's sort of interesting anyway. It's kind of it's based on, he's been trying to make this for about 20 years. You know the way these things take ages. And it's a kind of noir, really. And he stars as this guy called Lionel Esrog, who's he's a private investigator in the 1950s.
I love noirs.
I love noirs as well. And in fact, I go a long way with them.
In fact, they should be in black and white.
They should. And this could easily be. And it nods to, you know, to all the great, you know, The Big Sleep and all these films from the 40s. But he is... Lionel works for, he's a private investigator, and he works with another private investigator called Frank Minna, who's played by Bruce Willis, who's his kind of mentor and boss. And Lionel has Tourette's, which means, well, in his case means that, you know, he twitches a lot and he comes out with, you know, he outbursts and he will say a word again and again and again until he gets it right. And actually, Edward Norton does all this very well in a you know, a kind of unshowy way. So he has this kind of affliction, but he also has an incredible memory, and he's very bright. Frank, Bruce Willis's character, gets killed, and he wants to find out why. And his trail of crumbs leads him to this very powerful city planner, played suitably odiously by Alec Baldwin. You know, Ed Moses, the New York City planner who raised neighborhoods to build freeways and so on. I think it's based on him. And the story is actually not too bad. It's too long, but there's something very engaging about it, and I must say I enjoyed watching it, and it did evoke well those kind of noir films. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's called Motherless Brooklyn by Edward Norton. 20 years in the making. Well, kind of.
Yeah. The one of the best films I've seen this year. You would say the best Chinese family drama I've seen this year, but one of the best.
There's been a bunch of them, actually.
There has been a few. This is excellent. Yeah. So Long, My Son. It's called, and it addresses. It has this great. It's long, but I didn't care. It has this great sweep through history from, say, the people who came of age during the Cultural Revolution in China, which was an appalling event, as you know. And after that came the one child per family law, which had purely economic aims. It wanted there was too many of them, and they wanted to hone things down so they could become more successful.
By the way, there's a great movie about that out at the moment as well.
Yes. And these two couples who work in a factory become friends because they both have sons who are eight years old. And there's this tragedy happens, basically, that one of them wants to go swimming, the other one's too afraid, and the other one sort of bullies him into doing it, and he dies. And therefore, thereafter, obviously, they fall out. But it charts their subsequent adventures through the 80s and 90s as China's economy started to heat up, and into the 2000s, where one of the fathers, the father of the dead boy, has become very successful. But the shadows of the past remain. It's really a very strong film. It really is. It's so well done.
Okay, that's So Long, My Son. Yeah, look, you're getting Edna's just brought a glass of water. Have you had a cold now for a month?
I'd say about 6 weeks. Yeah, yeah. I've grown fond of it. Thank you very much for the water.
You should look up under D. D-O-C-T-O-R.
Is that what they are?
Yeah, that's what they are.
What do they do?
That's what they're there for.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's take a look. Ordinary Love with Liam Neeson and Leslie Manville. Definitely thumbs up, and very good indeed. Yeah. Set in Belfast. Motherless Brooklyn, yeah, is pretty good, actually. Maybe a bit too long.
It's too long. And right. too much Tom York, but there's something about it.
Yeah. Okay, the other one is Honey Boy. Pretty good as well, but yes. could be better. That's the Shia LaBeouf, as in kind of autobiographical drama, as we call it, yeah. or I call it anyway. And then So Long, My Son is super.
It's super. I thought my voice sounded quite good when it was husky.
You sound very sexy
not,
this morning,
you
know, Paul. Yeah, indeed.
The producer says otherwise.
Right, indeed. Okay, well, listen, thanks a million, Paul, for dropping in.
Thanks,
Come
Dave.
On yourself. Anything else happening in terms of things?
I saw
the report the other day.
Yes, do you like it?
I thought it was very, very good.
It's
I
very
really
strong,
did. It's
yeah.
very straight, very whatever. Yeah. And Adam Driver, what a face.
He's so great.
He's in everything
at the moment.
Yeah.
I saw a film the other day which called 1917.
Oh, yeah, on Monday.
Unbelievably good. Yeah. It's not out.
Is it really one shot all the way?
No, but it feels like that. There's a couple of points where they go from light to darkness where they have a natural break, but it's an incredible film in terms of momentum. An amazing film.
Right. Looking okay. Well, listen, Paul Whittington from The Indo, thanks a million.
Dave Fanning on 2FM. 2FM.